News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Texas A&M Systems Rellis campus is the site today of a ceremonial topping out ceremony marking the last piece of steel going into the system's new Texas Transportation Institute headquarters building. The new TTI headquarters, one of four buildings under construction or soon will be built. Here's an update on all four projects from the systems director of the Rellis campus, John Barton.
We're excited. Things are starting to really take shape out at the Rellis campus.
For sure. Well, let me get a recorder going here.
Okay.
And I'll just pick up with the thought I just offered that a topping out ceremony is taking place and seems to be a great time to talk about all the construction going on at Rellis. And, of course, you're at ground zero, so you see it every day.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's a great opportunity for us to reflect on all the great work that's happened over the past year. And we've got the Center for Infrastructure Renewal that will be opening up in March. We've got the topping out on the Texas A&M Transportation Institute building. And we've got the Blinn College Education building underway and be opening up in August. So we've got a lot of great things going on and more to come.
So as far as the building where the topping out is taking place, if you can remind listeners when that's going to open, and then from there, just talk about those three structures you talked about. Blinn has been talked about a lot. If you would remind listeners of the purposes of the other two buildings.
Sure. So the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, or TTI's building that we're celebrating the topping out on, will be opening up and available for us to move our employees into early next year. So we're thinking that in the January-February 2019 timeframe, the building will be finished, we'll be moving in, and by March of 2019, we'll have our employees out there on the campus conducting their research and carrying out their everyday business. And it will be home to the 700 employees that are part of the TTI system, and most of those are located in various buildings around Bryan College Station. Now they'll all be in one place, so we're really excited about that. It's about a $70 million project, 180,000 square feet building with office and research capabilities. And so in about another year and 2 months, we'll be out there all in and ready to roll. The other buildings that we have underway include the Center for Infrastructure Renewal. It's a $75 million project that was funded by the state legislature. 13 different laboratories inside that center focused on research related to infrastructure, roads, bridges, power grids, telecommunication systems, water treatment plants, and all those kinds of things, as well as the new technologies that enable them. We started construction on that in October of 2016, and we're moving into the building as we speak, and we'll have our ribbon cutting, if you will, for that building in March, so in just a couple of months. That'll be home to about 50 research professionals on a regular basis, as well as several others that come in and conduct research on an as-needed basis, both students and faculty. So we're really excited about that opening up, and it will give us a center that's very unique. There's only one other facility that's similar to that, and that's at Purdue University. So we're one of the largest and certainly the newest multidisciplinary research facility, all-encompassing as it relates to infrastructure, which is so important now because our nation's infrastructure is starting to age out and needs to be replaced, and this will help us find ways to rebuild that infrastructure at less cost to the public, in a way that will make it last longer, and in a way that we can do it more quickly so we're inconveniencing the public less while we're rebuilding that infrastructure.
In fact, that should also be a draw to bring in the best and the brightest in the research field too, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at that laboratory environment that we're creating, it is a great recruiting tool for a lot of the world's leading research professionals. They look at those facilities, state-of-the-art equipment that's not available anywhere else, capabilities not only there but out on the Rellis Proving Grounds where they can take their research out of the laboratory into a controlled real-world environment and test it at scale. We've already had research professionals tell us that they choose to come here now rather than other universities because of the capabilities this facility will offer them. So it's a great recruiting tool, and we'll just continue to help Texas A&M be on the leading edge of research and at the top of the game in terms of research facilities and professionals.
Continuing my visit with John Barton, who's the director of the Texas A&M Systems Reles campus. You've heard him talk about construction at two of the four sites on the Reles campus. We move on to a third that's under construction, a fourth that soon will be. Moving on to the academic side where all the system partner schools will be congregating.
Yeah, we've got two great things going on there. So Blinn College started construction on their first building back in April of 2017, and we'll be opening it up and teaching classes in August of 2018. So in just about another 6 months or so, students will be out on the Reles campus starting to work towards getting their degrees through Blinn College as well as the academic partners that are part of the Texas A&M University system. That building is a little over $30 million investment. We'll be home to ultimately around 2,000 students in that building. And so we're really excited about that, and the project is coming along great. In fact, it's one of those landmarks that as you drive out to the Reles campus, you can see it from a distance. And it's very impressive to see this new horizon starting to develop out of the Reles campus as these buildings come up. In addition to that, just across the street, literally from that building, we'll be breaking ground on another academic building that's part of the A&M Systems investments. The Academic Alliance building will have a ceremonial groundbreaking in March of this year, so again in a couple of months. We expect that construction will take a year or so. It's another building similar size to Blinn College's first building. We'll be home to around 2,000 to 2,500 students when we have it built and fully occupied. So between those two buildings, we can house anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 new students in the Bryan College Station community working on their degrees through partnerships between the A&M system institutions as well as Blinn College. So we expect that additional academic building will be available for us in 2019, if not then, certainly by the class, by the time the semester starts in 2020. So in the next couple of years, we'll be able to support a really large academic program out at the Reles campus.
And while this conversation and prior conversations have all been about the construction of the buildings, just as important is the mission that's going to be taking place inside each of these buildings.
That's right. So, you know, this is a new paradigm for education, research, and collaboration. It's the opportunity to take really world-class research facilities, combining those with the educational opportunities that the education programs will provide, and allowing not only our students and faculty, but also our private sector and public sector partners that are interested in these technologies and these research fields to all enjoy the same space and place out at the Reles campus inside those buildings, but also to walk out of those buildings onto those proving grounds and test beds that were part of the old Bryan Army Air Base that we've been using for the last 50 years, and take their ideas and concepts that they've perfected in the lab and move them out into a proving ground environment so they can test them, make sure that they modify and address any tweaks that might come up, operate them at scale and at a real-world experience pace, and make those technologies and solutions ready to be commercially viable and available to the public more quickly. So this is a very unique experience, certainly a great vision by Chancellor Sharp and our Board of Regents, and we're just blessed and fortunate to be able to have the space, the place, and the resources here in Bryan College Station and within the Texas A&M University system to make it become a reality.
And it has to be rewarding from your perspective to see the parallel track of the physical building construction at the same time that you're developing the academic programs and the types of research things that are going on and what consolidating all the TTI people in one location can do.
It really is. And, you know, to be able to be a part of it from the ground floor up has been very, very rewarding. This is a very unique and once-in-a-lifetime experience. In fact, I'm not sure it's ever been available to anybody. And so to be a part of that is exciting, to see all these things coming together and the energy and the creativity and the collaborative spirit that's being fostered is very, very exciting. We will be able to collaborate across the A&M system and through all these different institutions and these facilities in a way that we never have before. And so it is a great experience. We're very, very proud of it. And we're excited about what it means to the Brazos Valley, to the city of Bryan, to the city of College Station, to Brazos County, and to the university systems involved. And we're hopeful that your listeners will seek out more information, learn more, and come visit us at the Rellis campus as we continue to build it out.
Just thought of off the top of my head, you just mentioned the invitation. At least is there a place online where you can monitor the progress of all this?
There is. We have a website for the Rellis campus out on the A&M system, and we encourage people to go out there and monitor our activities. We're trying to put out information through social media as well, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and we want to make sure the public knows what's going on, that they enjoy the opportunities to get engaged and involved. We think that we've got a lot of listeners that might have students that would like to be a part of the Rellis experience as they continue their education, and so we would just ask that your listeners stay tuned and keep informed and let us know how we can help them be better informed and take full advantage of what the Rellis campus can offer to them and to this community.
Thanks again to John Barton, who's the director of the Texas A&M Systems Rellis campus, for the update on the construction going on at three buildings at Rellis, groundbreaking taking place in a couple of months on the 4th. Today being the ceremonial topping out ceremony, marking the last piece of steel going into the system's new Texas A&M System Transportation Institute headquarters building. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.